Hello, and thank you for tuning in into our raw, juicy, and spicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed. And now they wanna get onto me. I don't bother you, so don't bother me. I got enough mates, don't need company. I just want bus and live comfortably. Whole lot of money in my hand. I'm walking straight to the bank. All about bands. Walk through and I do my dance. So the mother girls don't stand a chance. Whole lot of money in my hand. I'm walking straight to the bank. All about bands. Walk through and I do my dance. So the mother girls don't stand a chance. I don't know her. Who is she? Name another bitch as fly as me.
Hi.
Welcome back.
How have you been doing, Siobhan?
I'm well, you know. I'm not too bad. I've been actually okay today. How have you been?
I've actually been all right. I just came from my cousin's wedding.
How was it?
Do you know what? Yeah, it was actually good.
I was so happy.
It was interesting. You know, innit? Because yeah. I was feeling really anxious about going. But it was actually good, and it was really, really interesting.
Good. Oh, really? You need to let me... We haven't ever spoke about
we
this
will.
Yet.
We will chat.
Sorry, guys. We'll speak off air about this
we
one.
We will chat.
Have you been enjoying this weather? This hot weather?
What? Listen.
It was hot, isn't
Do you know
it?
How long it's been since I released my toes?
Wow.
Like, I have not worn flip-flops yet in so long. It just felt
In
cool.
your house, though?
Nah, it's cold.
Even in the house?
Yes.
Wow. I wear them all the time.
You wear them in the house? Oh, yeah, you're calm. Because you got that heating on all the time, innit?
But you know what? Yeah, I've learned that heating is... I shouldn't do... You know the electric heater? I put it at my feet.
Bro?
But it makes your feet black.
Oh. I didn't know this.
I swear, my skin on my feet... It did change.
Yeah, that makes us. That makes.
Yes, I had to use a cream to help it. Yeah, somebody made my feet a bit dry. That's the skin. Yeah. So you gotta be careful with heat. Yeah, it's actually a thing. It's actually a thing.
That's actually I didn't even think of it. Mate, you know.
I'm
a bit stressed right now, because do you know what? Yeah, I've got patches on my legs.
Really?
So I'm thinking,
no,
where
but
did
do
that
you
come
put
from?
The heat or on the legs like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like I can sit there for
careful.
Hours.
That's what I do.
Because my feet are cold. They're
because
the coldest
cold.
Part of my body.
Exactly. Same with me. But you know what it is? You can't do that. It's,
yeah, I know.
It's so
I
dangerous.
Know.
Even in the car, I put the heater on my
yes.
feet.
And oh my gosh.
And
yes.
have no shoes on and
yes.
stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, oh no.
It's not a constant thing.
I was thinking of investing in like, you know, the leg warming socks.
Okay. Is that a thing? Yeah, why not?
So, but I'm just like, it's all heat, innit? It's all
heat.
Not us.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want it to backfire later on in life.
Oh gosh, imagine.
Can you imagine? But anyways, let's get started. So today we are going to start with headlines. Oh my gosh, I miss your do-do-do-do.
No, because you told me to stop it. This girl, you know, told me to stop it. I said, okay, teacher said stop, I will stop, you know?
Okay. Oh, it's so sad because I feel like we're starting every headline with like, condolences.
Oh wow.
So the first one is about the Sri Lanka massacre. So
yes,
I would just like to offer my condolences
of
to the 321 people that died in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. The blast included 8 Britons and at least 500 people were injured.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a picture that circulated of a man that's responsible. He was basically surrounded by 7 suicide bombers around him.
What?
Yeah. And they detonated like bombs all over the like the churches and stuff.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
But so wait, there were 7. So all 7 of them did it?
Yeah. And suicide bombers.
Okay.
So they're dead. And so like, investigations have revealed that the reason why all of this happened was a revenge attack for Christ's church massacre.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to say that I get it.
What?
I get it. Like, I'm not condoning what they did.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what they did. And you know what? It's sad because like, Sri Lanka has no connection to New Zealand. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But if you as a Muslim, put yourself in the shoes of a Muslim, you're watching this streaming live thing of this Caucasian man entering mosques and just shooting up everybody.
Yeah.
Like women, kids, men, that's going to have a psychological effect on you.
Mm.
And you're just going to do what you can.
I don't know.
Just sad that Sri Lanka got the end of that.
But you know what? I don't know if I agree. I feel like
a lot of...
I get it. I didn't say I agree.
No, never. But I feel like there's been a lot of cases where Christians have been killed and it's been unreported across the world.
Right.
Even India and Pakistan, a lot of Christians, they're being killed worshipping. They've been like ridiculed, disgraced, whatever. And a lot of deaths have happened, but they've gone unreported. And I feel like, you know, obviously this has been a really big one as well, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like, who are these people that's doing this? Like, what ISIS. Is there? But I think my mom said there's a different group completely, you know?
Oh, really?
It's not even ISIS this time. It's another separate group. And she said to me that basically Christians, I think it's in Sri Lanka, but I think it says to me that Christians and Muslims, they're coming together because they're like, what is going on? Like, do you know what I mean? I think it's a case of radicalism. But it's a wild thing, man. I'm really saddened by it as well.
It is really sad.
You know, how can you wanna live your life?
Oh.
It's not, you're not harming anybody.
Right.
This is all victims is innocent for either or, you know? So
exactly.
It's sad.
So
sad. Yeah.
It's so sad. So the next headline is Extinction Rebellion protests.
What's this?
So, if you don't know what Extinction Rebellion protest is, it's a protest that was a week long.
Mm.
It is a socio-political movement which uses non-violent resistance to avert climate breakdown, halt biodiversity loss, and minimise the risk of human extinction and ecological collapse. In essence, it's protesters that want the government to take action on climate change.
Okay, okay. Oh, those guys that was in central London...
So Jesus basically, this is supposed to be a non-violent protest, but they were smashing windows. They were painting messages on the They were painting messages on the street. One woman and one man, they climbed the DLR.
And they stuck themselves to it, apparently
at Canary Wharf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they glued themselves to the same train. They disrupted TfL. They were blocking key roads. They caused traffic in Oxford Circus, Marble Arch, Waterloo Bridge. And an area around Parliament Square, costing the country millions because more than 1,000 people were arrested. They had to keep sending out police.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a bit ridiculous. I get it, climate change, and I get it. I'm for like climate change. I don't like seeing things in the sea. I don't like anything like this. I don't like all that kind of stuff. So for me, climate change is very important. But to say you're doing a full protest on this and to say that you're causing this much disruption, my problem is this, a week before we had the low emission zone for drivers.
Right.
Where certain drivers, they have to pay £12 to enter into London. Right. On top of congestion charge. Right. Like London and England, they're trying.
Yes.
Countries like China, countries like America, even.
Plastic bags. Yeah.
We are actually trying. We're getting charged. And you're coming like this, like I say, we're not even actually doing something.
Exactly.
That's what's getting on my nerves. Go and protest in China where people are wearing masks, to walk down the road because the air is so thick from pollution. Please go there and ask them to change their laws, because what we're doing here is this disruption. Yes. And I think they wanted a free holiday and they wanted to just relax in the sun. Climate change made it hot that day for them, so I don't understand why they're going on like this. If because of climate change, that day was nice and hot in for April, and they were sitting at their cushy.
It's true.
Please, I haven't got the time.
It's true. These people, they're middle class people with nothing else better to do. That's all I'm saying, because if anything, if they want to blame anyone for climate change, they are the biggest consumers. They're lavish lives. They are the ones that leave their lights on all the time.
Exactly.
They're the ones. I remember the MP scandal, and they were looking at like people reclaiming money from getting a taxi from Westminster Station to Parliament Square.
Taking
the absolute piss. You are the one, because my mum does her part. She's got she's got 100+ plastic bags under her.
Exactly.
Her
yeah.
And she's got bare plastic containers. Do you know what I mean? My mum uses energy efficient bulbs.
100%. Like people are actually trying. What can we
do? I've even given up meat.
That's exactly the same as well. Like,
you don't have to do protests to get your point across. Stuff.
And the thing is, the police as well, they've got to understand that if it was a different protest, those people would have been shifted long time
ago. Oh, of course. That's what some girl said. She goes, these people are all Caucasian. If it was another race, I saw
it would have been shifted long time ago. There would have been even fire, probably even like gunshots.
Armed police.
Yeah, they would have been moved. 100%. So why are they just letting people just stand there and sit there? 1,000 arrested, they come back and they go back to the same place again. It doesn't make any sense.
But you know what, Siobhan? My solid question is, where was the same energy for Grenfell?
Where
was the same energy? Where was the energy when they every move, like every building had like cladding. Why exactly. was there no protest?
Yeah, 100%.
Why was there no protest for having like a revised fire escape?
Yeah,
ban?
Yeah.
Why was there no protest for having like good fire escape doors?
Exactly.
Why was there no protest? All of a sudden, you guys want to protest, but these people that up till this day have not been housed, you know?
Seriously, people are
Why
still
are
not
people
housed?
Not marching for them?
Wow.
Why are people not disrupting wow. TFL and everything for
yeah,
them? But
yeah.
you want to talk about the world. Let me tell you something. We are all coming to die.
That's it.
No matter
that's
what
it.
We do,
that's it.
There is nothing that's going to rectify
exactly.
what we've already done.
Yeah, 100%.
We're all coming to die. So you doing this protest, you're just wasting,
you're
like,
wasting energy.
Everything.
Yeah.
On top of that, you're wasting resources.
That's it.
That train that didn't move is using energy.
Exactly.
That
yeah,
bus that didn't
100%.
Move is using energy.
Yeah.
Those, you know, it's actually worse for a car to be like with the engine stationary
yeah.
than to be moving.
Seriously.
So the fact that they cause traffic
exactly,
and everybody still had
their engine on
who
their
knows,
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So you're
nah,
causing more havoc,
terrible.
More chaos.
And people with businesses as well. Like,
trust me.
Businesses had to close.
Imagine.
Some people, their only little shop here, that's their only way of income.
Wow.
So imagine that people couldn't even go
entitled,
to...
Entitled.
So bad.
You know, entitled, yeah. you know, I don't want to swear, but I'm trying. Mother Evers.
May. I'm telling you.
And so on a lighter note, okay... An elderly man is being, well, a lighter note, but a very concerning note.
Okay.
An elderly man is being traced by police after a teenage girl was upskirted at a rail station. So,
is this a lighter note?
I'm trying, man. Everything's
oh
so devastating in England. Like, literally everything is devastating. So,
oh, my days.
Upskirting is a term used to describe the act of taking a sexually intrusive photograph up someone's skirt without their permission. It's usually performed in public. It's performed in public
so
transport,
disgusting.
Nightclubs, amongst crowds. It's harder to spot when people are taking those type of photos. So, this man, like... There's this 15-year-old girl. He went under her skirt and he was trying to take a picture. Yeah, at Manchester Piccadilly Station in April. So he followed her around Sainsbury's in the station around 4:30 p.m. And he made multiple attempts to place his phone under her skirt. And he done so when she was at the till.
Wow.
So he didn't even purchase anything. So upskirting became a specific criminal offence in England and Wales. And it's punishable for up to 2 years, you know.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
Very
what,
serious.
Like jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
It was established by a high-profile campaign by a 20-year-old writer, Gina Martin, who spent 18 months fighting to make it a specific offence after
a crime,
two men took a picture of her skirt at a festival in 2017.
Yeah, that's
why.
Why
would you
doing
even
this?
Want to take... Like, what kind... Like, I need to understand the kind of man, yeah, that wants that sort of picture. Like,
but
it's just a vajayjay.
But the thing is, I
there's
think...
There's porn. There's everything
yeah,
available.
Yeah, but
confused.
I don't... Exactly. And I feel like it's just... It's really perversion. Like, it's perverted. Like, you're following a young girl around.
Yeah, 15. Old man.
Like, to take a picture of... It's perverted. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's really bad.
I think it's so disgusting. Yeah. Like, imagine, like, why would someone do this to you?
Like,
you know what I mean?
And you're actually following the girl
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's perverted, man. Like,
very.
That's very perverted.
Is it? Would you describe it as a fetish?
I think it's a fetish.
Because it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, there's all these things that are accessible.
Yeah.
You don't actually need to go and
fetish,
go
you know,
under somebody's skirt.
To do
and
that.
Get
to go into all that depth.
Can you imagine, like, you'd enter his house and he just has, like,
different
a picture, like a whole shrine of minges.
But the thing is, yeah, most time women have knickers on. So what are you actually taking
that's
a photo
of? That's what I'm saying.
On? Like,
oh.
That's just like, because when I went back,
like,
listen, like, what's going
know.
On?
Like streaks, I don't know.
That's
what, or period pads or whatever. I don't
like,
know.
What
like,
are you doing?
It's weird. It's very weird and it needs to be stopped.
Yeah,
they spot 100%. He's got silver hair. He looks like a...
How
like,
old was he?
He's old, like maybe in his 60s, 70s.
But he can
silver
work
Fox.
A camera phone and everything.
Bruh?
Like, you know what I mean?
He must not
how,
be
yeah,
that...
Yeah, he's quite savvy to be trying to do all this.
Savvy, yeah, for real, for real.
Wow.
And that is the end of headlines.
Okay, thank you, babes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice, thank you. That was
you're
nice.
So, guys, today's topic is going to be about girl code.
Okay,
girl. So if you don't know the definition of girl code, it is the unwritten rule of friendships. It's a sisterhood. Yes. And it does not require you to be friends.
Okay.
So it's rules as simple as escorting your friend to the bathroom, chaperoning your friend when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Being a wingman for when your girl has unwanted attention from guys, or waiting for your friend to get in the house before you drive away,
which okay.
I do for you all the time.
Do you?
What? For those no, that can't it. See, her she just gave like... me the biggest stink eye. Like, literally. I always message this girl, message me when you get home.
She really does.
Exactly.
And I always kind of forget.
Exactly. I'm like, did you get lost?
Yeah.
Every time. Honestly. Every time.
Yeah, she does. That's beautiful. No, it's true.
That is girl code.
Okay. I'm writing down for that one.
Right.
100%.
So the most important one to me is appearance.
Okay.
So for me, if my lace wig is showing or my wig is lopsided, I'm going to need for you to tell me. Like, it's actually annoying.
Yeah.
Like, let me know. And I think the second one for me is like, don't move to my man.
Yeah,
I don't
100%.
Even think I need to tell you this.
Like 100%.
But don't move to my man.
I don't know what it
it's
is.
Basically things that, you know, you shouldn't have to communicate. Like your friend should just know.
Automatically.
But unfortunately, I've broken the girl code. But I'm going to say, I'm probably.
Whoa, is it?
Yeah. But we're gonna start
we'll
about.
Go, yeah, we'll
we're
see.
We're
going to
go
we'll
into
see.
Why this episode came about. So anyways, I was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And this girl was discussing how, is it right, yeah, and I'm pitching this question to you, Siobhan.
Yes.
So you and your boyfriend, you're in a relationship, you live in a house, yeah? A nice friend of yours comes to stay, okay? And she is walking around in booty shorts.
Yes.
Like pom-pom riders. What do you Jamaicans call those? Is it batty riders?
Yeah, yes, batty riders. Yeah.
So how would you feel about that? Like, is she wrong for wearing that, or do you feel like she needs to go and get changed?
What is the weather like as well? No, because like if my friend came from outside to in,
I never thought of that.
I mean,
because I already know my answer.
I know my answer, but just putting okay. more context to it.
It's winter.
See, if you're my friend,
right,
and you know my man is there,
okay.
So if the person is aware,
okay,
that my man, because it could be a case of I wasn't aware, I quickly came in accident, yeah,
okay.
But even though, still, please, I cannot. This put it's not even a case of, and I say this first and foremost, it's not a case of jealousy, it's not a case of whatever. I think you're gonna do something. I just out of respect, just.
But why?
Because I just think it's a respect level. Because I know that for me personally, I wouldn't say insecure, but in a case, when it comes to couples,
right,
I don't like to cause problems.
Yeah.
So it came to my life for quite a while. Yeah. I was like, I don't even want to be around your boyfriend. I don't want to be around anybody's. Like, I don't want to be in that environment.
Because
I don't want anything. I don't want no problems.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to start anything. I don't know if it's going to happen. But I just don't have the time for issues. So I didn't want to be in any kind of environment of couples. I was
proper
like, no. Do you know what I mean? So just out of respect. But obviously, since I've grown a bit older, I'm like, and God has put me around couples. It's not been a problem. It's whatever. Yeah. I've learned to grow.
Right.
And it's not a problem. But just respect. Like, if you have respect for me, you'll know not to do that. Fair enough. If we're going out, like on a night out, we're all dressed up. You're dressed up in rave attire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to... Nothing. That's not a problem. We're going out, rave attire.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But to say you're coming in the house in booty shorts,
yeah,
like, flouncing around, are you trying to do something intentional here?
I'm playing devil's advocate here, but some may argue because she's renting her own room.
Yes.
And you know there's girls out there that sleep naked.
Yes,
like, they cannot... They can't deal with clothes. She wants to feel free. She wants to feel liberated. And she's paid her rent. What is your own? Like, why should she have to dress modestly to make sure that you're cool or your boyfriend is not looking at her? She will say, your boyfriend needs to control himself.
True.
And
that's
not
true.
Look at me.
That is very true.
If he's with you, he needs to be for you. So why are you even making, like, an excuse.
As a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. You don't like to wear clothes. Right. But in this instance... Fair enough. You can't help yourself. You want to see naked. That's, I know some girls, some women are like that. Like, some women are very... free. They don't, they're not really exactly. Whatever.
I know girls that
see so yeah. It's not a problem, but it's like, I think I have to know the kind of character of my friend as well.
Really?
Yeah, because what
if, I don't care what character you have.
Is it you're saying no? Because I know that, because everyone's saying you're renting a room, like I'm saying, if you could be roommate, cool.
You could be Mother Teresa.
But what if it's like you said, it's your roommate, yeah? Mm-hmm. You haven't known this person for long.
Right.
And like you said, this person is, let's just say this is a Spanish girl, she's not really from the UK. Mm. Lovely, you two get along. Mm. You two get along. When every day when she's in the house, whether you're with your man or not, she doesn't really have too much on. Like, she's free like that. Because some women are like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're
yeah.
comfortable with it. Right. But then this particular day, your man is there. Mm-hmm. And she's in her normal clothes. This is her normal clothes. Most of her attire is like this. Mm-hmm. How can you address this situation? But you know that every day, Monday to Sunday, she dresses like this.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you address that? Do you say, I'm comfortable with you? Because it is, if that's the case, that's quite difficult.
Because you know what it is, right? Okay, this is a terrible, terrible, terrible scenario, but I'm just going to put it out there. So say, for instance, I'm assuming that you have Muslim friends that wear the hijab all the time.
I have okay, had, or, yeah, or yeah.
In, oh, no, you, no, because you went to a Christian school. I was going to say in school, or maybe in college.
Yeah.
Maybe you came across girls that had the hijab, yeah?
Mm.
And you know when they actually remove it, yeah? I don't know if you've ever been there in that instance where they remove the hijab.
Yeah.
And then you start to notice their assets. So you start to notice, wow, this girl has beautiful eyes.
She
has
not to
say that she weren't beautiful before. But you could
see
before,
more.
But you see it more. Do you know what I mean? You start to clock, wow, she has like nice eyes. She has like nice hair.
Yeah.
She has bum. Mm. She has boobs. Like, she has assets. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So this girl wasn't just wearing the scarf. She was wearing the whole gown. No,
I'm using this sentence and as like the psychological side of things.
Okay.
Just see it as somebody wearing shorts here is revealing.
Yes.
So automatically, as a man and as a woman, it doesn't matter, even if you're not attracted to women, if you see your friend remove that hijab and you see that she's got all of these assets here, you're going to stare in awe.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for men, I'm trying not to make a space for them because they should come correct. Yeah. But you can, unfortunately, they are physical beings.
Mm.
And I feel like I would tell my friend, let's prevent damage. It's damage control.
Exactly.
Because you never know. He might grow feelings for you because of...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Men are, like you men said, are, you're right.
I don't want to create... I feel bad for even creating that space.
No, but you are correct.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
there's an old African saying, yeah? If you, as a woman, dress provocatively, the man has slept with you already. In his head, he's had sex with you already.
Even when I stare at my friends, my Muslim friends, I'm like, whoa, like you're actually paying. It's like the day when I discovered you had a bum. Do you remember? I was going mad. Do you remember?
What was this?
Don't you remember when I was like, oh my gosh, Siobhan, you've got back.
Is it?
Do you remember? Laughing and you were like, yeah, I've had this for a while. Like,
yeah, but I'm losing it now, man.
Are you serious?
Gym. I just have squats.
Bro, I was so shocked because obviously you dress modestly. You don't dress like with tight. Well, I've never seen you. I don't know what you do in the streets,
nah,
girl.
I'm
joking, man. I know what you do. I know what you get up to. But like when you around me, you're always dressed conservatively. Calm. You're always dressed modestly. So I've never seen your bum. It's only one day you came and you came in exercise pants.
Okay.
And I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
But I saw your bum and I couldn't stop staring. Because I was like, this girl actually has bum. I never knew she has bum. Like,
yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yes,
me. I never knew she had bum, bruv. Like, not to say that I thought you had a pancake, but it was bigger than I expected. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I thought it went, sorry to go on, but like, no, I thought that it went with your
please,
body. Do you know what I mean? It was
bigger than, me,
I'm just saying, man, them, like, if you're feeling Siobhan, like, she's got back, she's got junk in the trunk. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, just putting out there.
Oh my God.
I understand how a man feels when they see that. Do you know what I mean? You might not necessarily be looking there.
That's
but
the thing.
It might create some sort of emotion towards that girl.
Wow. That's the thing. Do you get? Yeah, that's the
so
thing.
So that's how I would approach my friend.
I feel like it's what, like, damage you're right. Control. Damage control. And I feel like as well, I think as women in relationships, when we get into relationships, we have to always remember that you know, sometimes guys will look at other ladies, not intentionally to say I want to take her, I want her to be mine. No, if you know your man and you know he's not like that, then you should be calm. But
yeah,
he will look at, sometimes he will look at your friend, and you have to also as a woman be strong.
Yeah, not, yeah,
but if
course.
He's staring the friend down, and a different thing, then he has to get checked, bro.
Yeah.
But you know, some girls, they're like, my man cannot be looking at some women. They want to stay whereby the man has to have his head down when he's on the street.
Oh no,
he has to. You can't.
The
do
kind
nothing.
Of relationship I aspire is, we both see a girl, she's paying, you know, and then we both go back and forth, like,
and that's it.
She's nice, but I don't want. I've had a friend, he has a bad staring problem. Like, he will literally stare you out.
Wow,
and it's really bad. And it's like, if we were walking together and a girl thought that we were a couple, she would be like,
what is he doing?
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When
I have any male friends or any male colleagues and we're walking side by side and I say to them, listen, don't shame me, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you're not even anything with me, I'm like, don't shame me, because people think that we're together, so act correct.
Do you understand? You know what
I
mean?
You're not with me or anything. I don't fancy you. You don't fancy me. Bruh. I don't want people to be getting the wrong idea. Exactly. You're embarrassing you on the road.
Have respect for yourself as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm going to tell you guys about how I broke the girl code. And I want you to tell me
if you did or if you didn't.
If I did, I didn't.
But wait, before you get into that, what did we conclude on that last one? Did we say
it's a no.
I said it's a no, yeah?
It's a no.
But what about the Spanish friend that I said, the Spanish housemate that wears shorts all the time?
That's what I said. I would still just approach her and be like, look, it's damage control, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this is my man and he might start having emotions or feelings towards you. It's not that I'm insecure, but come on, like,
just have respect.
It's respect.
Yeah.
I would dress modestly around
your man.
So have the respect.
Listen, I don't want to be around your man. I don't want to even be there.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like I mentioned in the last podcast with Kyle, I said, listen, group chats.
Yeah.
If you come to my house, you have to be accompanied by somebody else.
Exactly.
You cannot call me after 12. Like, I put things in place.
You put it in place.
So, unfortunately, there's some girls
that don't care.
They're not aware of that. Yeah. They don't care about the girl.
Some girls, they're not aware, and some girls, they're intentional.
Yes.
With it. Those are the ones that's dangerous.
Those are the dangerous
that's
ones.
That's very dangerous.
Hair. That's very dangerous.
But please, tell us about this.
So, my girl code breakage happened when I was about 17.
Okay.
So, I'll give you the backstory. So, my friend, there was a guy, we're going to call him Stephen, and the girl's name is Emma.
Okay.
So Stephen really fancied Emma, like proper fancied Emma.
Yeah.
But Emma was not having it. So I went and spoke to Emma and I said, Emma, like, wagwan, why do you not like Stephen? He's nice, he's this, he's that. She was like, her word, she was like, oh, he's so dumb. Like, I could never go for him, blah, blah. And all now I'm just like, okay, but you two will make a good couple. Like, I was trying to convince her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah, man. Like, he's not serious. And, you know, I'm never going to take him seriously and et cetera, et cetera. Cool. So. Obviously, I'm 17. One night I got lit.
Okay.
I drank K.
Yeah.
K is, you know.
What's K?
K is like the hobo alcohol. You know when you see, like, I don't want to call them tramps. Homeless people.
Yeah.
When you see them holding the can and they have like
the paper around it. What's K? Is it beer?
It's like beer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's hobo beer because it's cheap. It's like 99p.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's probably gone up now. But back then it was 99p.
Cool. Why is it going up?
And you used to get licked up. Yeah. You could get licked up on a can. So I got, you know, waved.
Yeah.
As they say, waved. And he moved to me.
Mm.
Yeah. And you know what? I reciprocated because I wanted to have fun. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Okay.
I wasn't looking for anything, like any relationship or anything, but I was like, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd already established to me that she was not interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the minions went back and told her, one of the girls, because they were around some people. And she came, she confronted me. She's like, GR, why did you kiss Stephen? And I was like, duh, 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 duh.
Wow.
And she was just like, yeah, because I can't even remember what she said word for word, but she said something along the lines of, like, I was getting to like him or something like that. I don't know. I apologize anyway, because at the end of the day, it's a tricky one because you didn't possess him in the beginning. So for me, even till this day, I still feel like it was an ego thing.
Okay.
Because it's like, he was pursuing her. And I think because he had stopped the marathon, she was not have like she was not
she
happy.
She wasn't happy. Yeah.
And on top of that, yeah, I was quite a chunky child. Mm. So she's looking like, how can you move from me? That time she was like,
goddess.
She was put on a pedestal, and you know, everybody rated her, everybody wanted her, everyone wanted to be her. You know, mm. And I think she just couldn't believe that he could that go from happened. Her to me.
What a shame.
So, do you think I broke the girl code?
This is my thing. In this instance, I don't really think the girl code was broken. Reason being, because mm-hmm. like you said already, she told you she's not interested.
Right.
So that's where the cutoff line is. The only thing is, which I can probably understand from her perspective, was, oh, okay, so now I told you I'm not interested, but he was moving to you. Why is he now moving to you? But I think that's more on him.
Yeah.
He went from there to there. Like, yeah. And I think it's maybe because she thought, oh, you told her that he was interested, blah, blah, blah. But from the time that she said she's not interested, she's right. not into it, she's not whatever, her place in the line has been moved. So if he now decides to want to move to somebody else, mm-hmm. like, what can you do? I think her only issue was the fact that you told her that, okay, like, this person's interested in you. The next minute, you are now, like...
It wasn't planned.
Not at all. But yeah. for her, she might have thought, was it a planned thing? Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It can come across like that way, yeah.
But in my opinion, I don't really think the girl code was broken there. Because you didn't know what's going to happen. And she already said she wasn't interested. But, like, that's another thing with girls. There can be a sense of empowerment.
Yes.
Whereby,
yes.
because I was moved to with this person, that means that even though I don't want him, you can't have him.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think you broke a girl code there. So,
really?
Not
I've
really.
I've been guilty about that for the past over 10 years.
I don't think so. I don't think you have any... I personally don't think that's a girl code broker. Because she said that I didn't want him.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to do? I mean, I get it. She might be thinking, okay, rah, like, how has that happened? Mm-hmm. But you say you don't want the person. That's not fair. Is that fair? So I don't think a girl code was broken. I've got one for you as well.
Okay, go on.
Well, with me, I think when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
so this, again, I don't think a girl code was broken.
Okay.
Because I was seeing somebody.
Right.
And we were seeing each other. And this is when I was young as well. Just like 17, 18, 19. We were mm-hmm. seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And then... I remember I went to his house one time, and this was years ago. I remember she told the story to everybody. Yeah. I went to his house, and I was seeing all, like, girls' stuff, like, women's stuff, like, Femme Fresh. I'm seeing, like, women's, like, girls' products. I'm thinking, yeah. about, like, oh, what's all this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, like, when I went back to uni, like, I was getting phone calls, like, someone burnt on my phone, and it was his girlfriend.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm with this person. Like, what is going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, but no, but I'm seeing him.
Right.
And I told her the whole thing, innit? So, but for her, it was a case of, she could have been like, you're not the girl. So, you're the side girl. What's happening? Like, she didn't know what was going on. So, it was like a case of, do you know that we were in a relationship? But obviously, I didn't know. So, right. for me, it could be a case of, you're the homewrecker person.
Mm.
But I didn't know this person was seeing anybody.
Right.
So, it's a case of, you in the outside, someone could say, it could have been a code broken because you were having an affair. Or
no, but you didn't know.
You didn't know.
The code was not broken there.
Okay, that's cool, Jay. That's cool.
I think we're just unleashing our things. Our little things,
yeah.
No, the code was not broken because it would be different if you blatantly saw, like, messages, like, big red flags.
Okay.
Having, like, feminine products is not really... It's a tiny flag, but it's not a massive flag. Because it could be... I know this is going to sound silly, but it could be sisters.
Yeah,
it could be a female friend. Because I know some men that, they for some reason, they keep female stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily mean somebody's there.
Okay.
Now, and you questioned it. You knew. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't think you broke the code because how could you have known?
So, what if, let me give you a different situation. This is not me personally, but just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
What if it's a case of, you're seeing this person.
Right.
Yeah? You and this person are seeing each other.
Right.
And then, you suspect that he's seeing somebody. Right. He's got somebody.
Right.
You confront him.
Right.
And he tells you, I'm in a situation. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
Like, I am whatever.
Right.
Like, I'm really sorry.
Right.
But I am. And then, but you still say, okay, I'm upset. I'm vexed. Why are you not telling me? Blah, blah.
Right.
I'm sorry. This person and me and this person, we've got a history. Mm-hmm. It hasn't broken off yet. You still then continue to see this person. Ooh. You continue to see this person. Don't know the girl, don't know the girl personally or whatever, but you know the person is likely seeing this other person.
Right.
And you continue. What's going on there?
You need to take a recess.
Because
you need to sort that thing out before it comes over to me.
Okay.
Because if I continue, I'm now perpetuating whatever is going on now. Like, I've now become the mistress. I've now taken that role.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you've told me, I'm going to say, look, I'm angry. We can take a recess, but you need to sort, because I'm not prepared to come and to be second this. Side chick. Yeah. I'm not doing it. So you let's take a recess. You decide what you want to do, whether you want to stay with this girl or you want to come to me.
Yeah.
If you continue, you've broken the girl codes.
That's it. It's like, true, isn't it?
I can't even lie to you.
Yeah, the girl code is broken.
I can't even lie to you.
It's true.
What about this? Because this happened to me. Yeah.
Okay.
What if, okay, so me and you, we're not really friends, but we know of each other, yeah?
Yes.
And in the streets, you know that something could be possibly going on with me and this guy.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm. But you move to him anyways.
Mm.
Have you broken the girl code?
Yes.
Why?
It's broken because you knew, yeah?
Something. No, you don't know. Oh, it's in the streets.
Oh, it's in the streets.
It's in the streets.
But then, what do you mean by in the streets? I didn't know. You've heard rumours.
Yes.
So you've heard little things.
Yes, yes, yeah.
I think it's still kind of broken still.
Why?
Because maybe if you've heard things, like, from maybe more than one source and be like, oh, this person might be doing a thing with this person.
Exactly. You didn't do no investigation.
You didn't do no investigation.
You just went straight for the kill.
But you heard that this person might be doing a thing with this person.
Yes, yeah.
And you went straight in. Yeah you did. You broke a bit of code. Because it could have been a case of, yes, you heard this and you didn't go and ask the person, are you seeing whatever?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, you heard speculation.
Right.
So, yes, the code has been broken, I think, there. I think it's been broken. It's sad, but I think you should have gone to the source. If you really like the person and if you really want to do something with that person, you should have gone to the girl and be like, I heard in the streets that you and X might be doing a thing. Is it true? Yeah. And if the person said, if she denies it and says no,
then you're free.
Then you can do your thing.
I don't understand why girls do this though.
Yeah, because they want to keep their relationship to their own, which makes sense. Yeah, but if that then, do you get what I'm saying? If a girl, if you confront a girl and say, "Oh, are you seeing this person?"
No. I'm saying I don't understand when you've heard their speculation.
Yeah,
you will still try and pursue that same guy.
Yeah,
but the thing is, a lot of women will argue and say, "We're not friends." So I have no loyalties to you. Wow. If I want that man, I can go and get him.
But this is the thing. They're snatching man. And there's some girls.
There's girls out there that I know. That like that. It's happened to me twice.
Wow.
They have an idea of something happening, but they've still tried to move to him.
Mm.
And luckily, like, I remember there was one night that I went out and I was so upset. And there was another girl that I didn't know. And this is when girl code came into force. There was another girl that I didn't know. And she said, "Babe, why are you so upset?" And I said, "This is the case. Like, she blatantly knows that I like this guy. Like, everybody knows. And I thought he liked me, but clearly, it's not happening. But look what she's doing. She's grinding and winding up on me."
Wow.
Do you know what she did? This girl, she's not even my friend. She was a friend of a friend. She went and she blocked them.
What?
Yeah. Whilst they were dancing, she started pushing the girl to the side. And I find it, you know what? Obviously, it's petty, but I find girls like that, you know, the girls that you meet in the toilet,
those ones that's got it down for you.
There's been times where I've been in the toilet and I've met a girl and she's like, you know,
and
what?
They're instant connection. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Do you understand?
And they get it. Exactly. Yeah, and they can understand. Ride for you instant.
Yes. That is girl code to me.
That's girl code.
Like, you're ready.
Well.
So I don't like it when girls are like, oh, yeah, but we're not friends, so I don't owe you nothing. What? Stop having that mentality.
That's a bit rude, you know.
Right. Like, do you know how many girls?
Exactly.
I told you about that girl that was engaged and she still tried to
100%.
Move to some guy that I was talking to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's disgusting.
Some girls are really savage. And I think the culture of, I can take your man.
It's
so much bigger now. Before it would be a more like, oh, I don't really want to say that I'm doing that. But now it's like, boom, I can take your man. I will take a man tomorrow. I don't care.
Yeah.
I could take him because I'm hot. I don't mind. Do you know what I mean? Some girls are so savage like that. So I think in that case, if it's a case of you kind of know that somebody likes him, whatever, I like him, and then you still go and move, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you another situation.
Go ahead.
So you and your man are cool. Your man comes over.
Yeah.
And you're, you, so basically, You're out of the house.
Right.
Yeah, you've gone to Tesco's.
Right.
And then your friend is in the house with your man.
Uh-huh.
And they're just chilling. Vibes in, chilling, talking, blah, blah. Yeah. Nothing's going on.
Right.
Just talking, vibes in, bossing, joke. Mm-hmm. You come in, they see you, hi, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're still bossing, joke. They're less proper, proper jokey, proper everything's cushy. Is that girl code broken? Should she not be in that environment for that long? Should she have just been like, okay, boom, I'll leave him. He can enjoy his own company. Mm. Or is it cool for her to be with your man and be pally, with you there or not there?
You know what? The way I was raised, the way my mum raised me is that she doesn't like passa. She doesn't like problems.
Yeah.
So my mum always told me, like, Ajua, take yourself out of certain situations. Mm. Don't even let people get the opportunity to taint your name. Do you know what I mean? So me personally, I would accompany you to Tesco's.
Yeah, 100%.
I would not sit alone with your man for anyone to, even if nothing's happening, because people can talk. I remember one time, I had an auntie and my friend and his girlfriend kept coming to my house. Like, they kept coming to my house. They were 16 at the time, you know, young love. And obviously, they wanted, like, freedom. Okay. So, obviously, they weren't going to her house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They used to come here and they used to sit here for long hours. Weren't having sex.
Mm.
I wouldn't allow it. They weren't doing anything sexual. Do you know what this woman said? I suspect that there's a threesome.
Who? The auntie?
The auntie. The guy's mum said she suspects that we're having a threesome in this house. And I was just like,
oh my God.
First of all, what kind of lifestyle
exactly,
did you have,
auntie to be knowing about this?
Second of all, how do you see me?
Yeah.
And that's when I realised, Ajua, do not put yourself in these situations.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something so innocent. We're literally the three of us, busting jokes.
Chilling.
You know? But it says we're free because my mum used to work nights.
Mm.
So we're just free. We're watching TV.
Yeah.
We're watching, what's that, Channel U?
Yeah.
Singing all the gram tunes and whatnot.
Just chilling, busting jokes.
This woman suspected threesome. So that's when I learned. You can't bring a man to the house. You can't do anything.
But the thing is, that's sad because, like, how old was you then?
Around 16,
That's like, you're young, innit? You all just want to do cot chanting and look back at their wants to jam and jam in the house, whatever.
That's what she did. So even in that sense, it's girl code breaking. You should accompany your friends.
I think at this adult age, I wouldn't even want that.
Exactly.
I don't think, you're right. I don't think it's a case. So, I mean, the thing is, I want my man to be able
free.
To come to my friends
and be
cool, bus joke, whatever. But when it comes to, like, probably one-on-one and stuff, maybe it gets a bit sketchy. You don't want any kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
But for me personally, if I was the girl, not the girlfriend, I wouldn't want to be in that room.
Yes, I would leave.
You get? Now I'm just like, no, I'm not into it. He can enjoy his own company. If he wants to stay in the house, that's his business. Or I will go with my friend.
Yes.
I don't have time for nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm too scared.
Yes,
I don't have time to have my name in crap.
Mud, yeah,
like,
for real.
You know?
What about this, though? Are you allowed to go for your friend's ex?
You know what? I would say no. I would say no. Because only if it's a case, it's like, number one, why would you want to?
You guys have got it on and popping. Like, you really,
like, is this really love?
You can't tell from the beginning stages, but it's like you have bare things in common. He's handsome. He's your type. He's got good finances.
Yeah.
It didn't work out with your friend, but it's like you can see that it has potential to work with you.
So where did you...
Are you coming true?
But then where did the friend and him end up? Where did my friend and him, like, how were their relationship? How long were they together?
It wasn't a good relationship.
Was it months or, like, longevity?
Years.
They were married.
They were married? Yeah.
I'm not doing that. No.
You're not going.
No, 100%.
Can I tell you something?
Go on.
So my cousin.
Really?
Went for her best friend's husband.
What, ex-husband?
Ex-husband.
No way.
And so far, by God's grace, they got married and they've had two kids. So before, I'm not going to lie to you. Before I heard that, I was like, are you mad? My friend's leftovers. Like, are you dumb? Like, I will never go through like that. But when my mum told me about what happened with my cousin, apparently, so her best friend had a rocky relationship with this guy.
Mm.
They were going together. And like from the get go, apparently, like everybody was like, "You two should not be together. Like you don't
really don't suit. Yeah.
So obviously, I think how the story went about is I think he started moving to my cousin.
What whilst he was married to the other woman?
I'm not sure if there was an overlap. I really can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know the true story, but. There was some, my mum mentioned that there was some sort of communication between her and the best friend.
Okay.
And so, like, the friend accepted that, you know, we're going to divorce and you two might as well get together.
Oh, my God.
And years later, they're still together. So I'm like, wow. Not that I have the intention of taking my friend's man.
Yeah.
But I'm like, ooh, like, the door's a little bit open. But, like, you know what I mean? So... Now hearing that, like, do you still feel the same? Like, this could potentially be the man of your dreams.
Yeah, it's true. So, but then how are you in the friend's relationship?
They're cool. Like, the friends came to the wedding and everything.
Whoa. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's very mad.
It's crazy. Because
you share the same, you know.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I don't know. I think, like you said, it could be the man of your dreams. And I think clearly in this situation, it might have been.
Yeah.
But for me, I think I'll just have the hang up of that. But he has to do a lot of convincing. And right. She has to be 100% saying to me, Siobhan, it's fine. Like, I'm 100% fine with this.
Oh, so you will do it then?
No.
No. You said Siobhan, 100% it's fine.
Like, if the girl is proper, like, it's 100% fine. I don't know, man. That was a difficult one. It's very risky.
Me, I'm scared because I don't like juju.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I'm praying for my cousin and I pray everything goes to plan. Like, you know, she's had two healthy babies, one girl. Like, things are going to plan. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a case of like, yeah, okay. But at the same time, it's like, I'm shook.
Yeah,
you never know, like, my best friend's mum. Her intention, she might go and do something on me. Like, the way it happened.
Exactly.
I don't know. But what about moving to your friend's brother?
I've always said with this one is sketchy as well. Okay. Yeah? But this is what I would say with this one. Okay. If the brother is saying to my friend, listen, I am in love with this girl.
Okay.
Then... okay, that's. I'll be like, okay, the codes are broken. I will say, if it's a case of is a link thing, family involved, it can be very sketchy. Very, very sketchy. Yeah, and true. I've never been interested in any of my friends, like siblings.
So you
like
would want your friend to know?
100%. They have to know.
Okay, so I'm gonna confess.
Go on.
So we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
I think you probably know. I think she probably told you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. What?
Okay, so we have a mutual friend.
Me and you.
Yeah, me and you have a mutual friend. Okay. And I dated her brother. I'm going to have to tell you on the podcast.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I dated her brother and I, up till now, I've never told her. I don't know if she knows. At the time, when I think about it, I'm like, why didn't I tell her? But I just never got around to it.
Really?
I just never got around to it.
But what happened to you two?
I felt like we didn't
connect.
We weren't compatible.
Okay.
But do you think I'm wrong for not telling her? I think I am.
I mean, yeah, you could have told her still. But how close are you and this girl?
We just knew each other from drama school.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, wait, you just exposed yourself. I didn't know this. But like how old were we saying then?
I think I was like 22.
I see, years ago.
Yeah. Years ago when I didn't know no better.
I think you could have probably said, but I think is with the brother one, I think for me is more on the case of it's the brother's responsibility as well, more than the girl. I think it's your brother. So if it's a case of the brother says, listen, I want to see this girl, I like her, blah, 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 then whatever. I think what you guys just did, like a quick date there.
Yeah, it was just a quick date,
It wasn't anything serious.
No.
Then calm. I think maybe you could have told her yes, but it's not an anguish. I don't think it's an anguish for your chest, that one.
Really?
I don't think it's an anguish for your chest. But I think you could have told her, I think you could have told her. But the thing is, were you two tight?
No. It's just we knew each other from drama school, that's it.
I think probably you could have said, yeah, you could have said. But at the same time, it wasn't deep. Do you get?
Because for me, I'm a secretive person. You know that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Anyone I'm dating, I don't like anybody to know.
Exactly.
It wasn't a personal thing. It's not like I was creeping behind her and
no,
like, oh,
no.
I don't want to tell her.
No.
But looking back, I was like, rah. I didn't actually tell her. Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to get penalised for this? Like,
no, don't would, say that.
And I feel like after it happened, there was a distance. Because we used to, not to say that we chatted, maybe I'm being paranoid, but...
Do you
not
think?
To say, yeah, not to say we chatted every day.
Do
but
you
I
think
just feel
he
like
told her?
Yeah,
probably. He knew who you were though, innit? Like the connection with you and her.
Yeah.
Oh, he knew that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He
Do
knew.
You think he would have said?
I'm not sure. Me, I'm just in general. I'm a private person. That's all.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's not even about siblings or nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But how would you feel if I went out with your brother?
If you didn't, I would
and I
like,
didn't tell you,
I'd be like, "Right, tell me." I wouldn't be upset. You know why? Because I know you're a lovely woman. And I wouldn't mind you going out with him at all.
That's so cute.
Like, honestly, our family would be so happy. Please, take him if you need to. Please, take him. You know? I know you, so I know,
you know
your character. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But what about this one? What about, is it a, well, this is not even a girl code, to be fair. But is it
what?
A code if you break, if you say you like your brother's friend and you go with your brother's friend? So your brother has a friend,
ooh,
and you go with the brother's friend. Because brothers, boys can beep over that, innit?
Yeah.
Like you're dating my sister.
Do you know what? I've had this recently, you know.
Is it?
I've had this recently, but I put a wrench in the tracks.
Really?
Like, I'm not doing this.
Really?
Yeah. So recently, I don't want to bait up too much.
Yeah.
But I could see that the guy, he's my friend. He's my brother's friend.
Yeah.
And he introduced himself to me as your brother's friend. Like, oh, do you know your brother's friend? And I was like, okay, cool. And I saw that, like, he was acting a bit like, you know when somebody's looking at you like a piece of meat?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're getting ready to move to you. Like, oh, so you don't like guys? And
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah. Like, my friend, I had bitch resting face. I was like, I'm not doing this.
Is it?
Because I feel like anyone that's like my brother's friend,
yeah.
I don't know. I could never.
Is it? You know what?
It's mad because I'm going for somebody's brother, but I can't go for
your brother's friend.
It's crazy.
You know what?
It?
I could do it 100%.
Really?
100%, yeah.
But what you know about your brother, you know birds of a feather flock together.
I know, but...
You would go out with somebody that's your brother's friend.
Yeah.
I don't like my brother's attitude
either. But I know if his friends, if their attitude is clean, I would do it. I don't think it could stop me either, to be honest. If I
really?
Wanted to do that, it would be... The thing, let me tell you guys something. So,
okay.
When I was with my ex,
right.
So I was seeing my ex and I were going out, we're actually boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
And then he was like to me, because he worked somewhere. He worked in somewhere in London, whatever. And I was like to him, oh, my brother used to work there. And he was like, okay. And then we kind of clocked. He goes, we're talking a bit more. And he was like, I worked in this office. And I was like, I said, okay. And I went back to my brother and he was like, oh yeah, I've worked here. And I went back to my boyfriend at the time and he was like, yeah, I've worked here. And he was like, hold on. I think he knew who I was already. He already knew that I was this person's sibling.
Right.
He didn't tell me.
Oh,
and then afterwards,
wow.
He was like, yeah, I think I do know your brother, you know.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, is he? I was like, but he was shook. He was like, I didn't. I was like, no, it's calm. Like, my brother's not going to say anything. Like, you and my brother ain't friends. You were colleagues at one point. That's all it was. At one point, you were colleagues.
That's a bit of a boy code break, though.
Yeah. So I remember one time we were walking, we were at the station.
Yeah.
And then my brother was across the road
oh
and he saw
Lord.
Us. And I was like, oh, hi.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I was normal. I was like, oh, hi. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're seeing us. He was sweating. He was like, I can't. We have to go.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. And I was like, listen, you're not going to do anything. Like, it's calm. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to do anything. He's like, nah, I can't. My chest.
Wow.
Like, he was like collapsing. And he was like, oh, if you knew before. I said, I didn't really know. You're telling me.
Right.
But for me, if it's the brother's friend, if that guy is serious, he's coming serious, he comes to my brother with all respect.
For real.
listen, boy, but it's a code broker. Of course, it'll be them. That's their beef, boy. It'll be a code broker for them, 100%. 100%.
Okay, that is the end that's of the our end. Topic. That's the end. That's very juicy.
That was
though.
Juicy. There's different scenarios.
Bro, I'm glad that we're on the same page, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of girls aren't like you.
Is it? And
because there's a lot of girls that will not do damage control, 100%. And I already see damage control in you, and I've decided that I'm going to put girls around me that know about damage control.
100%. Because there are some dangerous ones. And the ones that they, like you said, one of your friends that had is already engaged,
right.
They're coming to move to you that's potentially talking to somebody. Why?
Exactly.
Why are you doing
it's
that?
It's to boost their own ego. It's even like the friend that I kissed her supposedly.
Yeah.
It's this ego boost thing.
Yeah, it's like you can't have nobody.
Exactly.
I don't want him, but I still got it kind of mentality.
Come on. So, do you have a rant for the week? Do you have a rant?
You know what? Not really. Not really. I don't think I have a rant.
Yeah.
But just. Like I said to you earlier today, I did something silly, but I'm not going to go into it too much, but I feel like I exposed myself on camera to random cameramen.
So give them the scenario. What happened?
Listen, I was just walking and camera people were asking me questions. I'm not going to go into depth.
Who, what, explode. Where, why?
I don't know who these people were, but they're asking me questions of a nature which isn't great, and I expose myself.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like I don't want that footage to come out. I'm literally like shaking.
She got camera happy, guys.
I got camera happy, and I'm just praying. So those people that don't want to tell you what they're doing, just be careful, guys. That's my rant. Just be careful of people that don't disclose what company they're from, and they patch you in things, okay? Listen. God be the glory. Gosh. What's your rant?
Okay,
babe?
So my rant is about a gorgeous young woman. She's called, I don't know, I'm so sorry if I didn't pronounce your name correctly.
Yes.
I sound like HR Sally right now.
Okay.
Her name is Chinne Marie.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've heard about her, but she's like a qualified personal trainer. I have to say qualified because you know there's frauds. And she specializes in growing booties.
Okay.
So she sells like a booty guide.
Oh, wow.
So one day I was on Twitter, somebody used their long throat and their long mouth to at this girl, yeah? So basically, she's a fitness type model, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's got a beautiful physique.
Nice,
like
body.
Bum. Yeah. Dress. She's got abs.
Is she quite dark skinned?
I say she's your complexion. Oh. She's not dark skinned.
Okay. She's I think I'll pick up somebody else.
Yeah. I'll show you her after we've done this.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. I think you actually look similar to her, you know.
Let me show you this girl.
Anyways. So, she's proper pretty. And somebody used their long throat, a girl, yeah? She takes pictures in it so you can see her abs and her muscles.
Yeah.
She really, she does a lot of resistance. She lifts.
Wow.
So, this waste man, this troll, added her and was like, oh, I've seen her in public and she looks skinnier in real life.
Wow, like, come on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like.
Are you actually serious?
What is this?
Like, I'm sorry, yeah, but you know, and you know what? The thing is, I said, let me check this girl's DP, yeah? I want to check this girl's DP. This girl has a full-blown filter. So you are deceptive.
Yeah,
you are deceiving everybody.
So what's the problem?
So what's your problem? Because if I show you this picture, yeah? Chinne Marie, there's like, it's real life games.
Yeah.
Like, these muscles are not fake.
Yeah, don't try and belittle people's achievements.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's only so much body tune. What is it called? Auto-tune. That you can do to your body, like squeeze your hips in and all that.
Exactly.
But you know when you can say
so that it's not
genuine.
Real. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And maybe at the time that you saw her, because I know that muscles, you have to upkeep it.
You can't just stop it.
Maybe at the time that you saw her, she's stopped.
Or maybe she didn't even see her properly with her clothes, like the way, because obviously, when you see muscle, you don't really see. If I wear certain things, you won't see muscle.
That's
do you know what I'm saying?
That's what
like
I'm saying.
If I wear
it trousers,
you won't see
you
like
the bum. Like,
yeah,
you
won't
know
see.
You have
yeah,
one.
Like
do you know what I mean? Like
all.
A round, like she has a round booty, guys.
Wow.
It's proper high. No, you. Like
oh my god, what's going
like,
on?
It's proper high. Like she looks like she does like 100 squats a day.
Wow.
Like I was very
right
shocked.
Now, it's not even looking juicy. Like it is. So please don't let people think that it's looking like.
I'm just telling you, Sha. I'm telling you, Sha.
Minaj.
But yeah, my rant is stop dragging other women down.
Yeah,
like for your own clout, for your own
100%.
LOLs, for your own backs. Like it's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
This girl is doing trips. Do you understand? Like, she's one of the people, that fitness trainers, that I actually respect.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. She's actually growing booties. Stopping people from BBL surgery. She's saving people from
right. Death. You know what I mean? You know what, Israel? You're right, 100%. Because
people are getting hope.
Exactly. With BBL, yeah, like you said, you can actually go to gym and do these things and get a big bum. That's one thing you can really change. Have you seen my friend's body, yeah? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
She was in gym.
Yeah.
Gym. You would think to yourself,
it's like, impossible. Boom.
It's like, it's possible. It's possible. I saw one girl I saw in the club as well, girl. Her body was ridiculous. Like, her bum was ridiculous.
Wow.
I had to ask her. I was like, babe, let me know. Like, is this
what's the secret?
Legit? And she was like, no, come on. I'm telling you, I'm 100%. It's my real body. Wow. I'm Ghanaian. It's my real body. And I'm going to do, I've been doing squats. I've been doing eating certain things. It can grow like this. So if this woman is doing a good job, let her do her thing.
Small booties matter.
Yeah, let her do her thing.
Do you know what I mean? So why are you coming to drag her? Do you know what I mean? So that is my rant. Like,
trolls
are ready to, like, and you can't even talk. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, 100%.
You have a whole filter, those bunny ears. Don't think. Yeah, don't think
no,
that
I like bunny ears.
But you're hiding the fact that your skin is shit and your nose is not contoured. You are hiding that shit, so don't come for Chinna Marie. Yeah,
no, but I like that. I like it. That's all right.
No, but Siobhan, you take pictures without filters as well.
I think it's so odd.
Yeah, you do. Mm. I think you have more photos without filters than
That Snapchat, boy. Those Snapchat videos.
No, but Snapchat's different.
And the thing is, when I put that bunny filter, people are so dumb. People start messaging me, hey, hi, nice. And I'm like, you're dumb, though. This is not even... I don't have ears like this on my head. My nose ain't like that.
They can see your face, like, through it. Do you know what I mean? True. But, like, some girls, like, they are so insecure to the point where they don't appear anywhere.
Yeah, without it.
And I think Twitter, you should not have no filter. Like,
yeah, come on. Yeah,
you should show your real face. Show your face. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
And when you're having... You know, like, it's sad because those Snapchat filters, they're really bad because they contour certain parts of your face.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
And it's really bad.
It's actually bad. And I actually think women are going to the surgeon now and say, look, I want to look like that. Because it's bad. It's really bad. I think, and it's making people not get used to their actual face anymore.
Right, right.
So there's like, what the hell?
I know there's girls that they've never appeared on Snap without filter.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
And without makeup.
Is it?
And even, I remember somebody tweeted, I don't know if you know about Ivorian Doll. Vanessa.
Yes, yeah.
Somebody tweeted, this girl can never come on Snap without... People clock, you know?
Yeah, 100%. People take notes. Yeah. Because why is they're it like, always like
this girl has never, ever appeared on Snapchat without a filter.
Yeah.
And that's when people know you're insecure.
That you're in, yeah, because it's like you can't do without.
Do you understand? Wow. Yeah.
It's a lot.
So, yeah, don't come for my... Well, I don't know her, but yeah, don't come for
I'm going to check her picture out after we finish.
I will, definitely. Yeah. But yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it and everything.
For real.
Was good. That was juicy. Yeah. Thank you very much. I will see you again.
Bye. Oh, wait, hold on.
Twitter handle.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I messed up the whole recording and then.
No, but it's even me.
So what's your Twitter handle, babe?
So it's Siobhan, Siobhan _Watson. That's it. And my Instagram as well, same thing.
Okay, mine is at GiaTabasco, GiaTabasco. And yeah, don't add me on Instagram, but feel free to follow me on Twitter. I think that's just about it.
Yeah, man. Her Twitter's banned, so follow, man. Follow.
Is it really? Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you've got banter still. All right then. Okay, see you soon. Bye. Bye.